All right, joining us, Jay Billis from ESPN. Jay, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Yeah, excellent. Let's get right into a tournament. Number ones, Louisville, Pittsburgh, UConn, North Carolina. Any surprises with those picks?
No, there are no surprises. I think the only one you might be able to quibble with a little bit is that Memphis didn't get a one seed, but I think what the committee did was the right thing, and that is you take the what you consider to be the last one seed, which was Connecticut in this case, and you put the top two seed, which you might have struggled with putting on the one line, you put them in the same region. So that way Connecticut and Memphis, if they wind up getting through, will play each other for the right to go to the Final Four. So that way there's really not that much difference between a one and a two in that regard.
Well, let's talk about Memphis a bit, because I know people here in Missouri are going to be watching this closely. They get the number two seed out of the West region. I hear debate about how good John Calipari's team is, but then I hear that, you know, they're in Conference USA. It's a weak conference. What is it with Memphis? What's their story?
Well, first of all, if anybody is thinking that Missouri is going to get a little bit of a break if they play Memphis because Memphis is in Conference USA, just remind them that Memphis has been in Conference USA the last 3 years, and they've been to two Elite Eights in a final game during that time period, and that Memphis is the only team in the history of college basketball over the last 4 years to go four straight years with 30 wins or more. Nobody else has ever done that in the history of the game. So Memphis has proven they can play in the NCAA tournament once they get there. It's not like this league is holding them down. I think Missouri is the best team. I think they have the best chance of reaching the Final Four of any of the three seeds. What the problem is they may come into when they play a team like when they play Memphis is that in order for a pressing team like Missouri to get their press on, they've got to score. And you've got to put the ball in the net in order to get your press on. When a pressing team plays a team like Memphis, Memphis is very good defensively, especially in the half court. They can keep you from scoring, and that keeps you from getting into a press. I think Memphis is very good at slowing a game down. And in a half-court game, I would give Memphis the advantage in more of a slugfest. And I think that in the NCAA tournament, it's a lot easier to slow a game down than it is to speed one up. And so I would give a little bit of an edge to Memphis in that game. But Missouri, with J.T. Tiller and Damari Carroll and Zaire Taylor. I mean, I used to watch Zaire Taylor when he was at Delaware. And Damari Carroll, I saw him at Vanderbilt. They've done a great job with that team. I really like watching them play.
We're talking with Jay Billis of ESPN. Jay, when did national people start taking notice of the Missouri Tigers? Because, you know, here it was one of those things. You got seven newcomers that are coming in, and you mentioned Zaire Taylor, but five freshmen. And, you know, the thought was, okay, they're going to play well at times, but then they're going to look like a young team. But that never really seemed to happen. They always picked up after a tough loss. When did the national focus start to turning to Missouri?
Well, I mean, for me, it was last year. I mean, I always watch every team, and then once midway through the season or something, you tend to see the teams that frankly can't play and you know aren't going to be in the NCAA tournament, and you're not watching them quite as much. I was watching Missouri a lot last year because I thought they had a ton of talent. They just didn't. I don't think they really had grasped a hold of that system. I mean, if you're going to press, you'd better be darn good. Because super talented, because when you press, you're giving opportunities. Now, there are opportunities for the other team to make mistakes, and you capitalize on those mistakes with your press, but it's also an opportunity for the other team to get advantage situations once they break the press. And I think that happened a lot to Missouri last year. This year, they were much better. You know, their defense is much better, and their offense is better because they take care of the ball a lot better. You know, their assist turnover ratio is very good. They're much more efficient this year. And I watched them a lot this year. That is a very talented basketball team. And you can't win with that style unless you have talent. It's just not the only teams without super talent that press that you can beat are the ones that they can beat up on bad teams, but they struggle with the good ones. So that's not true in Missouri. They can beat anybody.
All right, let's talk a couple of teams in the Big 12. Oklahoma and KU, they get shocked in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. OU is a two seed in the South. Kansas, a three seed in the Midwest. What do you see those teams doing?
Well, you know, I think Kansas, because of their youth, they could wind up being in a little bit of trouble early. If they overlook North Dakota State, they're going to make a huge mistake. North Dakota State has some scorers. They got a kid named Ben Woodside that can really shoot it. I mean, that guy is a 2,000-point scorer in college. He had 60 points in a game against Stephen F. Austin. He went to the free throw line 35 times. And that kid knows how to score. They got another kid on that team named Mike Nelson, who is a former Wisconsin Mr. Basketball, and understands how to play. I mean, that team, you know, they're not as good as Kansas, but neither was Bucknell. And if you're not ready to play against a team like that, they can clip you. And then in the second round, if West Virginia is able to get by Dayton, that's not a good matchup for Kansas, because West Virginia has some older players. They're tough, and they are really long and athletic. So they make it tough for you. They're really good defensively. And I think they could give Kansas a hard time in that second round. For Oklahoma, yeah, I think Oklahoma's got a pretty good draw. You know, they play Morgan State in the first round. They'll beat them. And then they play either Clemson or Michigan. If I were Oklahoma, I'd rather play Clemson, because like we were talking about, Clemson presses, and I think Oklahoma's good enough to take advantage of Clemson's press. If they wind up playing Michigan, they play a team that has a unique style. And if Michigan hits shots, they're really hard to play. So I'd prefer not playing Michigan because of that reason, because of that unique style. I think Oklahoma's a lot better than Michigan, but that style could trip them up.
Jay Billis of ESPN, provide our listeners with one piece of advice when filling out their tournament bracket. What should they look for?
Well, you look for upsets, and you know, the 12-5 game is usually a place where you can find an upset. And if you're looking for teams that can pull one, look for mid-major teams that have pros on it. No, like my several years ago, Miami had Wally Szczerbiak. Last year, Davidson's got Stephen Curry. You got to have stars to carry the day. This year, it might be VCU with Eric Maynor and Larry Sanders. Those two guys are capable of playing on the next level. They play UCLA in the first round. It's an 11-6 game. And also watch the 1 versus 16 games. We've never had a 16 beat a 1. It has never happened. But if it happens this year, Arby's is going to do us all a huge favor. If a 16 beats a 1, Arby's is going to give everybody in America a free roast burger sandwich. All you have to do is take in a box score from the game or some game story, and you'll get a free roast burger sandwich if 16 beats a 1. And this is the really good news from that. You get the sandwich, and you don't have to pick those teams in your bracket. You can still go with the chalk and pick all the 1 seeds, but if a 1 seed gets clipped and your bracket gets busted by it, the consolation prize is it's not really a consolation prize. You get a free roast burger sandwich. I'm going to be rooting for teams like Radford and East Tennessee State and all that, you know, Chattanooga, because you know, I eat at Arby's all the time. If they're giving one away for free, I'm going to break the doors down.
Absolutely. That sounds good. Jay, how did you keep a straight face cutting those promos with Digger Phelps dancing? Those things are just a riot.
Yeah, it's not so much the straight face. When Digger dances, it's how do I keep my lunch down? You know, I mean, that is not something a man of his age should not be dancing in public.
Well, you guys are great. Jay Billis of ESPN, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.